from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And I don't think of sexy when I think of Tom Thibodeau.
Now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, here's Steiny and Guru.
All righty. It is a Friday. And one of the great things about this job, Goo, is I can do things like this. Now, there was a person on the YouTube chat that said, I said that Myles Garrett was better than T.J. Watt. And I said, you know, Myles Garrett was the second best player. And then he wrote in on the, he hit the YouTube chat, and then he also hit the Xfinity Mobile text line. And he says, from the 5-1, he says, Stein, it's your quote, after Guru said T.J. Watt was no, somebody better. And so because I have a radio show along with you, I can just say, please, Myles Garrett's better. Myles Garrett's better than T.J. Watt.
They're all
hit the pike. Come on.
There's a guy in Vegas that's saying he should have
been. Crosby?
He was a man who does not take plays off Bosa.
Oh.
PFF. Stein, yeah. I'm telling you, Bosa, this is a big season for your boys, Donnie.
Yeah.
Hey, no excuses. And I forgot to mention
but
this.
You said he was
going to
have less than 13 sacks.
Tangi and Zoe also on the way to go camping.
I'm sorry,
with
who?
The fam. Tangi and Zoe.
Yeah.
Zoe, yeah.
Two women or
two women.
Gals?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mom and daughter.
Oh.
Zoe, a very popular name amongst women.
So yesterday, Guru and I did this. We had a lot of fun yesterday where we revisited some of our bad takes. And
just a couple for me.
You don't know this, Goo, but before the show, Nahigian, the boss, was like, hey, you know, yesterday you guys, you know, talked about some of your bad takes. You know, maybe today you could talk about all your good takes that panned out. And I said, what's Guru want the day off?
Oh, flip it. Shots fired.
Look, I said, hey, Nahigian, I'm not working into the weekend.
A good comedian never laughs at his own material. You do that a lot.
I have to.
Please. Because I haven't taken my victory lap for Moses Moody. I think, remember, I fought you tooth
and... You can't take a victory lap during the off season.
he popped. He's a big part of their future. So
he's yet to pop. If Moses Moody has popped, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
They're in trouble. You know who else might be in trouble? The Niners.
Man.
Steve Young. This is back from May. It was during the time of the Dwight Clark dinner where they honored former wide receiver Dwight Clark.
Willard and Dibbs were there.
Willard and Dibbs talked to Steve Young. And this is right up your alley, Goo. You're going to be licking your chops. Take a listen to Steve Young talking about the 49ers and where they are.
last year, the Rams are down. The whole division's down. Seahawks are down. The Cardinals are way down. You know, in the playoffs, you play a Packer team that's been middling the whole time. You got an upstart Lions squad. You're like, that's how we get to the Super Bowl, and then you play a down year Chiefs team. Like, of all the times that you're set up to do it, that was it. But since the Ravens at Christmas, I mean, we just weren't the same. And, you know, we held Patrick Mahomes to 19 points. You could have told me, look, Patrick Mahomes won't score 3 touchdowns. We're not gonna win that game? Like, you know, you're not going to walk over the Packers? You're not going to walk over the Lions? Like, things were haywire from Christmas on, and that's why last year was the time with the best roster in football to go get it done. And the fact is it didn't happen. That happens. It happened to me. I get that. But now next year, I think the Rams will be better. I think Marvin Harrison will make the Cards better. The Seahawks will be better. The Lions will be better. The Packers will be better. Like, it's going to get better. And we're probably not, I don't know if we'll get better, but hopefully we can stay the same and start and still beat the rank and file with this amazing roster we have and the way that we are innovative, we deploy the guys in on offense, then yeah, great. What just happened was a big miss. It was too bad.
Wow.
Take a victory lap.
Yeah, no doubt, man. When he says it, it hits different, but that's a guy like, man, he was in his bag, Steiny, and I'm telling you, Kyler Murray, year two off the injury. He's going to get better. He has a stud receiver, Harrison Jr., to throw to now. And they were running the ball. They ran the ball on the Niners in Arizona, lost for 232 yards. I mean, just the whole division has, I think, bridged the gap. And the Rams, I'm telling you, they scare me, and they play the Niners tough anyway. So he was spot on with everything.
There is one thing that I...
Steve.
There's one thing he said that... makes sense, but he could be wrong about. He said, he intimated that the best the Niners can do is be as good as last year. Well, why can't they be better? If Brock Purdy takes the next step, why wouldn't the Niners actually be better than last year?
What if I went to the other side of the ball, and I know you're looking at me, if I had a dollar for every time you said that, I'd be...
Greenlaw?
Greenlaw. Steiny, he is Warner. Like, he's not going to be there.
He wasn't in the top 10.
But you know
Warner
what I mean.
Was top 10.
The impact of not having him, Hufanga, we got to see how he
Hufanga.
Is coming back.
Hufanga. You know, Hufanga is like Pajemski. He gambles too much. He's got to stay more solid.
He's coming off an injury, man. Well, but he's got the instincts of Ronnie Lott back there.
Okay.
Ronnie Lott, who gets disrespected. I'm not saying he's Ronnie Lott.
Well, you just said he's got his instincts.
I went to the same college.
Okay, then he's from the same college.
I'm just telling you fond of Hufanga.
I bet you this. If they had Ronnie Lott in his prime, I think they'd probably be better defensively.
He's a bad dude, Ronnie was.
So, 888-957-9570 is the number. Do you guys agree with Steve Young that last year was the 49ers' best opportunity, and that this year it's not out of the realm of possibility, but their chances aren't as good as they were last year? Are you with Steve Young on that one? Or do you think that this year they have every bit the chance that they had last year and then some, and maybe it's because they're going to be more motivated? Maybe they can be better because Brock Purdy takes the next step. Maybe they can be better by utilizing George Kittle in a different kind of way. But
I'd like to see that.
To use a guruism, I can't rob the Niners of the notion they could be better next year.
And I won't too. I just think it's going to be more difficult. But what I need answers to is the past. And I know you keep telling me to move on. Matt Steinmetz, what happened to that Niner Bay?
Tell me what happened after Christmas.
Let's start. I don't know.
Well, let's ask 49er fans. What Steve Young has referenced that Christmas game against the Baltimore Ravens. Can anybody put their finger? And I know we got a lot of 49er fans who watch games over and over again. I don't know what it was, Goo. I just know he's right. There was something that changed after that Christmas Day, Christmas night game against the Ravens.
And
49er
fans,
what was it? Did any of you notice what changed after the Ravens game.
I'm going to take a crack at
888-957-9570. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. And maybe it was just confidence. Maybe it was a swagger. I'm not sure.
Tell me what you – I'm going to take a crack at it like a pinata, Stani. I saw a lot of traits from that three-game losing streak where the defense was playing man, knocking guys off their spot, jamming them at the line of scrimmage. They were just in the Niner space. Now, when you say that three-game losing streak, well, Debo missed 2.5 of them. Trent was gone. But at the end of the day, Stani, they were healthy. They were hosting. Middling. That's what he called the Green Bay Packers, who got in and got hot in the second half of the season. But should have, let's look, I'm looking at you in the eyes. They should have won that game.
Who?
The Packers. Well, and then you're down 17 in the first half to an upstart Detroit team. That's cute, but you're the Niners. They didn't play their best ball in the playoffs. And the funny part about this is they played their best game in the Super Bowl, which should have netted them the win, but they just missed assignments on the big third down, which could have put the game away. It gave them the lead. Didn't know the rules. So I don't know what to expect. I just know they're going to be good because I'm not robbing them of that. But we're talking about winning it all. And you know what the Chiefs have done? If we just look past the NFC, they've added and given Mahomes and that offense more explosiveness on the outside. So Steve's right. That was the best chance to get them.
You know what I just have a little bit of a problem with is we talk about the Niners as if they're average. And I get they haven't broken through, but we're talking about them like they've got weaknesses left and right and in the middle.
Oh, wow.
And
you mean now, today?
Yes. Well, I'm talking about over the last 3 or 4 years. Just because they didn't win, it's like just because they didn't win the Super Bowl doesn't mean they're not a damn good team.
But Stein, you need luck. People need some luck. As the best roster, like
you
they've gotten
luck.
Their love. Like I'll fight you on. Where were you hearing that? Because nationally, the Niners were it.
They don't have the best quarterback in the NFL. When you have the best quarterback in the NFL, I think you have an advantage, just a flat out advantage, and I know nobody wants to hear it, but you lost to one of the all-time greats twice. That's why he's an all-time great. So you gotta figure out a way to break through.
Listen to John Jay from the YouTube chat. I was in the 8th grade the last time the Niners won the Super Bowl.
I'm sure there were people who have not had their teams go to the Super Bowl their entire lives. So what's the point there?
It's been a while. They're 0-3.
How about a Lions fan? You want me to go down the list of teams?
But we're in the Bay.
Right.
And Montana set the tone, and they were 5-0. So
be thankful of the success we've had, and let's try to go out and get another one, but doesn't mean we're entitled to it.
But you can't say it's okay to lose.
They don't lose. They've been a winning team for 4 out of the last 5 years. What I expect from my football team, in a best-case scenario, is to knock on the door year after year after year. Do they want to win it? Of course they want to win it. That's why, and I'm interested to know about how 49er fans feel about this, because this is the way I think Lynch and Shanahan are approaching it. I do not believe. Now, they want to win a Super Bowl this year. There's no doubt about it. Mm. But I think it's the same concept that Joe Lacob talked about with the Warriors. They do not want to put all their eggs in the 2024 basket if it means that they're going to be less of a team in the next 3 or 4 years. I absolutely believe that the 49ers' philosophy is if we keep fielding one of the best teams in football, we're going to be able to break through. And it's not, we need to upgrade this guy or that guy or this position or that position. It's, you knock on the door enough times, you're going to break it down. And so when we use the Super Bowl or bust title, I'm not saying they don't want to win a Super Bowl this year. But I believe that the best way to go about it is probably the way they're going about it, which is we want to be good in 2026. And if Brock Purdy's the man, we're going to be good. If Brock Purdy is who he's shown us to be, why wouldn't the Niners knock on the door for the next 3 to 5 years?
I'm not going to say they're not, but if you're going to use the word upgrade, it's kind of funny that it looks like if they do something and shock us all and trade Ayuk, they're downgrading.
I don't know that. And that's
what I feel that.
What if Brock Purdy takes the next step as a quarterback?
Okay,
whatever that is.
But would you give me this without Ayuk? That might be a tat. And he could take it. He could take three. But wouldn't you think on paper or going into the season, you know, from what you've seen, that might be a tad bit more difficult without having the likes and the pleasure to throw the ball to number 11.
You're not going to like my answer, but I'm going to give it to you, and it's something that I truly believe. And I don't know what Brandon Ayuk is like in the locker room. I know that Kyle Shanahan's talked fondly about him for the last 2 years.
Debo loves him.
But if you have a receiver who's not getting the ball as much as he wants to get it, I think those are the type of players that you might be able to do without and everybody else collect. See, I'm telling you, when you
Kelsey's one of those guys.
Right, but he's got Patrick Mahomes. When you have a young quarterback and there's a wide receiver, a number one wide receiver that you know doesn't think he's getting the ball a lot, I think quarterbacks will play differently. And you know what? You can disagree with me all you want, but I feel like I saw that with Steve Young when he took over for Joe Montana, and he felt like he had to squeeze the ball into Jerry Rice too much right off the bat, because Rice was great, and Montana and Rice were great, and Rice was the clear-cut number one. I think one of the most underrated aspects of football is when a quarterback feels pressure to go to a certain guy so that guy can get his touch.
I'm not saying that's happened.
I'm not saying
that's what happened. Because I think we would have seen that, right?
And what do you mean?
With all the coverage here with The Athletic and all the nonstop, we would have seen that rear its head in regard to Ayuk's trip and throwing his mannerism. We have not seen that.
That doesn't mean he's not clearly he's disappointed.
Six targets? Not
exactly.
Even a catch. Like, that's not good enough.
Right.
His brother's putting that out on Twitter.
Right. So he wants the ball more.
Is that a bad thing?
On a team with Christian McCaffrey and on a team where Kyle Shanahan's got an offensive system that he believes in and he thinks is great.
You're saying addition by subtraction?
I'm not saying that. Because Ayuk is a very, very good player. But I do believe that quarterbacks know, they just know when a guy, you know, it's like any basketball team where, who used to be, got to get this guy the ball. He's got to get some points.
Keyshawn Johnson.
He's got to get some points.
But all the good ones have that trait, though, Stoney. Justin Jefferson throws fits.
That's right. And is that positive or detrimental to a team? The other thing is, I think it's different. When you're throwing a fit, and I'm not saying Cousins is the great. Cousins has been in the league 12, 15 years. He's used to a receiver that wants the ball that doesn't feel like he gets it.
Oh, my God, he got rid of one.
Brock Purdy, on the other hand, has been quarterbacking in the NFL just 2 years. And here's Ayuk last year in a contract year. Maybe he felt pressure to go to Ayuk more than he would have under natural circumstances.
I'm going to say this. I'm not even mad at what you're spewing right now. What I will tell you is Ayuk, does he have some validity to the fact that we lost the big game because I only got minimal targets?
Listen, now we can go back and forth on that forever.
What would the back and forth be? Or
he wasn't open.
Or was he open, and I talked to you about the overthrows, or does Kyle need to make more of an emphasis on getting him the ball? And that equates to targets. And maybe you win said game.
And then maybe you try to force it to him too much, and it comes at the expense of your overall offense. Because now, maybe the way Kyle Shanahan looks at it is, it's just like, okay, we've got what we think is the best offensive player in football, Christian McCaffrey. Well, why would we shoehorn the ball to a guy who's maybe our second or third option, depending on what Debo Samuel's given to you on any given Sunday? I believe in a pecking order, and I think the 49.
But sometimes you got to throw to set up the run, vice versa.
That's not the way Shanahan does it,
and maybe that's why they haven't won.
Hey guys, I just went back and listened to that Steve Young cut again. Mm-hmm. I want to play this for you in the middle of the cut. 5 seconds. Just listen to this real quick.
All right.
Things were haywire from Christmas on, and that's why last year was the time with the best roster in football to go get it done. And the fact is it didn't happen. That happens. It happened to me. I get that.
I mean, he sounds like this isn't good.
He's like panicked.
Yes. Last season was a season to get it done.
Yeah. What do you think? He's giving up on this year?
No, I don't think he's giving up, but I do think now that I listened to it again, he knows the window closes.
What I get from that's what I get from that, Stoney. That's all I'm trying to, the picture I'm trying to paint. Like, you're right. I can't rob him. But he, look around. It's not going to get easier.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If the San Francisco 49ers go to the NFC Championship game again and they lose, but Purdy has a hell of a year and they pay Purdy 50 or 60, whatever it is, and they believe he's their guy, why would the window close entirely?
Well, what I would say, well, is stuff rotting around him? Is Trent Williams going to retire? That affects Purdy.
But if
it's not just one guy having a good season, Stoney, it's the Steph Curry model. Like, you got to have components around you. And as you continue to pay
people. It sounds like you're afraid of paying Purdy, which I understand.
No, right now he's earned it, but is he going to earn it with no Ayuk? Is that going to present itself? My thing is, you seem like you're okay if the Niners lose in the second round, but Purdy has a good year. One player doesn't supersede the team goal, and base is waiting. And Steve Young sounds like, when are we going to get it done?
God loves Steve Young. Nobody's entitled to get it done.
Well, that's proof here.
Exactly.
I feel like they've been their own worst enemy. Not like, damn it, we just got beat in boat race. They've blown it.
Okay, let me ask you a question. They've been to four NFC championships in the last 5 years. Going into this year, is that good or bad? I think it's damn good. Because I think this is a team that knows it's good. Obviously. They've been there before. I would much rather have had 4 out of 5 years where you've gotten to the NFC Championship.
I got something for
twice you got to the Super Bowl. You've got unbelievable heartache. This team knows they are good.
But do they feel like they got a problem to close the big deal?
I don't think so.
If you're a champ and you're looking at yourself as real as all outdoor, like you said, Detroit, many people would give their arm for that winning. Right. But Stoney, I would say, why are we coming up short?
Because they played one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in their two Super Bowls, and they didn't get it done.
And one Super Bowl, he had minimal weaponry. Steve Young we all knew it. They were struggling, the Chiefs.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
Win. Like,
okay, they're going to try. Mm. But my whole thing is, like, this idea that I don't know. How much are we going to dwell on they didn't win? They've lost two Super Bowls in the last 5 years. I don't get it.
Like,
they're going to be a favorite. They're going to be a favorite this year to win it.
They're going
to
be like the Kevin Durant Warriors. Wake me up when the playoffs come. That's where they're at. And it's scary to say that because we're assuming they're going to be healthy. And, you know, they're going to just run roughshod over the whole league. But, Stoney, that's where I'm at. I'm invested, but they can't take another. This season is going to be determined to me in regard to success on how they do in the playoffs.
Okay, well,
and that's kind of scary, assuming that they're going to get there, Goo.
Well, the bottom line then is this is you
and a lot of the fan base.
You don't believe, and I get that there's no way that this season could be successful unless they win a Super Bowl.
I believe so.
Okay, well, I'm telling you right now,
if
the Golden State Warriors. That's one thing with Kevin Durant. This is football. There's no team that you go with. Like, football's different. Things change every year.
But yet they've been able to handle it, and they've been having a lot of success. Two Super Bowls and multiple NFC championships.
Well, apparently it's not enough. It's not enough success.
And it shouldn't be enough when you don't win it all.
Okay.
With 10-point leads.
But I'm sick of people talking about this team like they're 7-10 every year. You haven't seen 7-10 every year.
But you're the guy that predicted them. You don't think they're going to win it under this current regime.
I could be wrong.
But you
the
said
reason
it,
I don't think
okay.
they're going to win it is because the numbers say they won't
and
win.
That's
it.
Why Steve
Only
Young is panicking.
One team wins
no
it,
no doubt. And Steve and they've had more chances than, than anybody.
So how are we going to? How are we going through 49er fans? How are we going to go? Are we even going to watch the regular season?
Of course.
Why? It doesn't matter. I'm telling you right now, they're going to the playoffs.
You don't know that.
Well, I'm telling you. Just take my word for it. They're going to the playoffs.
I'm not.
It's not going to matter.
Yeah.
But it's not going to matter.
I'm using your word, your lingo on you. You don't know that.
You're right. I don't. And I don't know they're not going to win it just because they stubbed their toe two out of the last 4 years.
Like Josh Ram on the chat. Goo, they've been one of the most successful teams in the past 10 years. I agree. But that's what makes it more maddening that you have nothing to show
it's for. It's not maddening.
Tell Steve
it's
Young
football.
That. You want to hear the sound again?
He's a champion. Steve Young is a champion.
But he's better than any fan that's waiting on the Niners.
No, but he's better than Brock Purdy, is what I'm saying. I mean, they haven't proved they're champions. They've proved they're a great football team. They haven't proved they're champions. They might not be champions. But, like, I don't think they're doing anything.
That would be disappointing, though, if they don't get it done. And, again, you could be like, ooh, we got four more years to find out. But,
I mean, okay, so that's fine. We're going into the season. It cannot be a success unless they win the Super Bowl. And you know what? I get it, but it's setting up for a miserable year. It's setting up for no enjoyment.
Comes with the territory when you come close so many times.
Well, I mean,
it's hard to, you know what I mean? You come close. It's like the Warriors going to the Western Conference Finals and a couple finals, but not winning. And then you keep coming back the next year. You can't say a successful season is going to be making the playoffs. It's like, wake me up when we get to the offs so we can see if you get past those junctures.
You and I have a fundamental difference about they've lost two Super Bowls. I don't think they're snake bit. I think you think they're snake bit. And like, I don't look at them as chokers. I don't think they were the best team the 2 years that they lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs. I thought the Chiefs were the best
team.
What
about when they had the 10-point, this is our difference too, the 10-point lead against the Rams in the NFC Championship game on the road. They had that game control.
Okay. I don't think they were, but that was in an NFC Championship. Yeah. They were going to have to go win the Super Bowl
But see, I don't just focus on the Super Bowls. That they could have been back to another one had they closed that deal. But that was another example of blowing a 10-point lead.
So they should have, like, now we're talking about a team that should have won a Super Bowl the year they didn't even get to the Super Bowl.
No, they should have been in it.
What?
Against the Cincinnati Bengals.
When you operate under they should, like, you're just going to be disappointed because no team should. You got to go prove it. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do y'all think about this and where the 49ers are? I mean, is it that simple? No Super Bowl, no success in 2024. I understand it, but I think that's a bad way to go into a season because you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Then again, you want them to win a championship, I get it. Hey, we're giving away an autographed Klay Thompson jersey today. You have one more chance to win this Klay Thompson autographed jersey. That's at 5:11 with myself and Guru. This week is all jacked up on 95.7 The Game, presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.